WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, third Thursday of the month. That means the Greenwich Real Estate Report. I'm joined on the line by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and President 2021 GAR John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Stacy, give us the rundown. How did things turn out for May compared to last year? Things still rumbling along?
They are still rumbling along. So we saw 88 single-family residential closings during May of this year. That's compared to 54 closings in May of 2020, which was a pretty steady month in May 2020 for us. So 88 is just still complete. The median sale price for the month was just over just under $2.4 million, and that is up from $1.9 million in May 2020. The average days on market is around 163 days. Again, we've been talking about this trending downward month of year for quite some time at this point, but it was around 266 days in May 2020. So that's nearly a little over 3 months of days on market less than it was the previous year. So there were 22 condo and co-op closings during May of this year. That's compared with 11 in May of 2020. The median sale price is around $775,000, and that is up from around $515,000 in 2020. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was around 319, which was an increase from 227 in 2020, showing that some of the older inventory for condos and co-ops is moving or moved in the past month. Pending sales are still very strong right now. We have 180 single-family homes pending and 17 condos and co-ops pending.
Stacy and or John, is it, can you look back 2 years, and is it right to look back, say, 2 years, March of 2019, to compare to this year, considering the pandemic was at its height in May of last year? And do you have numbers for that, and are they relevant when we're talking about what's going on?
Yeah, so May of 2019, we saw 57 single-family closing. So 54 for 2020, given everything that was going on, was also a pretty steady number. And then it was from May 2020 on that we really saw the market accelerate due to COVID.
Okay, so last year was pretty much in line with the year before, so this is really up, much up from normal, quote-unquote normal.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the consistency that we've seen really going back to July numbers of 2020, when we really started to see this uptick, you know, accentuated by COVID and exodus from New York City, has been remarkable. And 88 transactions for May is exactly what we had in April. Year-to-date numbers are incredibly strong. We've had 376 transactions already this year. We're up 100% from where we were last year and what would be the norm going back to 2019. And just to put in context of how far we've come, if you go back to the beginning of the previous cycle of the Great Recession of 2008, within the first 5 months of this year, we have actually already surpassed all of the transactions of 2009 when there were only 334 closings. And you can just see that straight throughout. You know, dollar volume for May was almost $300 million. That was the fourth largest in history. The other three were the consecutive months of August, September, of October of 2020. That puts us at, you know, $1.15 billion for the year. We've seen market appreciation reflected in the median price that Stacy reference as being nearly $2.4 million. It's been consistently over $2 million for the entire year. Price per square foot is another indicator. May numbers there were $646 a square foot. That's up 30% from last year. Old Greenwich led the way with $714 a square foot, and year-to-date numbers on that are really telling at $617 a square foot. They've increased month over month, 30% higher than where we were this time last year, and 11% higher than where we were just at the beginning of the year. So the market definitely continues to move. Inventory, you know, is the same story, where as many listings as we're getting at 147 new listings in May and 665 for year to date. That's 17% increase of new listings over last year, but we're still 37% below the active inventory. So that absorption rate is incredibly high, with indicating about 4.6 months of inventory versus, you know, what may be closer to 11 or 12 months of inventory.
We, you know, we've talked about how this is pandemic related, but with things easing now, I mean, is there a lag effect? I mean, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, is this still kind of backed up, and we may see a lessening as time goes on? How is that all going to play out?
Well, I think what you see is, as Stacey referenced, the pending numbers. There are 180 pending properties. That means they're contingent-free contracts. And what's extraordinary is that 124 of those were just in the month of May. That's the single highest month of pending contracts on record. And previous was back in July of 2020. So that lag effect will show that we'll have very strong closing numbers for June, July, August. But what we are sensing is that there is a slowdown. I think some of that is natural. We're starting to see some cyclicality come back into the market, absent of people that have to execute by the end of the summer or the beginning of the school year. I think people are going to take a breather. We see slowings in showings. But I think that consumers are out in full force. We've got the upcoming sidewalk sales. So I think retail and restaurants and travel are certainly going to be a primary focus for residents and people who are considering moving to Greenwich. And then in the fall, what we're anticipating is a normalizing of a seasonal cyclicality. It'll start with the inventory, and it'll work its way through the fall. And then I believe by the beginning of 2022, that spring market will be into that more predictable canter of spring and fall markets.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, with the legislative session now over, anything you can tell us about laws that were passed, bills passed or not passed, impacting real estate?
Yes. Well, I have some great news. I think I had indicated last month that we were following House Bill 6441, which is actually an environmental bill. But there was a section in it, kind of a funding mechanism that would have allowed municipalities to add a conveyance tax on both residential and commercial properties, thereby making the sales process more expensive. That is not something that got passed. So we are very excited that section of that bill actually got removed. And our members here in Greenwich, our members all across Connecticut, the Connecticut Association of Realtors was on the front lines really fighting that and getting in touch with legislators and making sure they understood that now is not the time to include more taxes on home sales. It probably, if that had gone through, that's where we may have seen a slowdown. If things got more expensive for people, prices are already sky high in our state at this point. So adding on more to it just makes the affordability of a home purchase even more questionable. So we are celebrating that at this point.
All right. Fantastic. All right, guys. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. And we'll see as we move into the summer months what things will look like for the month of June when we talked in July.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Stacey, John, be well. Thank you. That is Stacey Lowe. Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and John McAtee, 2021 GAR President, our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. We do it the third Thursday of the month at this time, right here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere.